Some of my first memories are actually was at that house in North Meaderville, because it had the really big, long backyard, and behind there was my first buddy, Chucky Lombardi. And Chucky and I would get into a little bit of trouble, because what we'd do is up behind Chucky's house and up further to the north, he had an uncle that had a barn. So we went up to the barn one day, and the barn had all kinds of windows, and we found this nice big block of wood. So we'd stand inside the barn, and we'd throw the block of wood and break the one window pane out, and we'd go around and get the block of wood and come back, and we'd do another one. So we went across the bottom and probably broke about 20 windows on the first lane, and we got about the second one. Then we couldn't reach any further. And we did get into quite a bit of trouble down there, being about 4 or 5 years old in Meaderville. So I stayed in Meaderville until I was about just before 6 years old, and that's when we moved, because my father was actually working on the Kenwood project in Butte, which we're building the houses up in McGlone Heights. And so he was working there, and he was always trying to get back into the police department. And he got appointed in 1952 to the Butte Police Department. And so what happens there is you can't live in the county. You have to move in the city limits. So that's why we had to leave Meaderville.